Ugh, why did I try to dress in the skimpy, sexy witch outfit? I'm so fucking cold. I did it to be noticed by him, but I fucked it up. I stood on the other side of the room from him for an hour and finally worked up the courage to say hi. And then a much hotter, drunk girl ran over and hugged him, and he forgot all about me. Ugh. But there's still a chance. I need to remember what Mom taught me before they took her away. Never give up until he's accepted you as his soulmate. Wait. He stopped. Did he see me? No. This is it. This is his house. Oh my god, I can't believe this is where he lives. Ooh, it's so cute. He's got little pumpkins and cat decorations everywhere. And lights and... Oh shit. That was close. He almost saw me when he turned to unlock his door. I need to be more careful. Okay. I can do this. I just need to knock on his door. Surely he'll understand why I followed him home. I have a pretty good excuse. Then, finally, we can really talk. I get him to invite me in. Maybe he gives me something to drink, and things just happen from there. Oh god, what am I doing? This will never work. He's gonna think I'm a freak. I gotta hide. Oh, those bushes will have to do. I hope he can't see me. Oh, he's still wearing part of his costume from the party. But his shirt is open. He looks even better like this. Alright. At least he didn't look too annoyed, just a little creeped out. I can't keep doing this. I can't give up. Just because I tried to talk to him at the party and failed miserably does not mean that he's not interested. It probably means that he doesn't even know that I exist, to be honest. Okay. I've got this. All right. I'm fine. I won't run. Hi! I mean, trick or treat. Yeah, it's me, and it was me before, too. I was, kind of tricking you in the spirit of the holiday. So, hi! Yeah, I'm the girl at the party who said hi to you. Oh, you remember me from class at college? Really? Wow, that's fantastic. I mean, that is fortuitous. Why am I here? Oh, right. Sorry, I just wanted to return this pen to you. You dropped it. Well, I mean, you dropped it a few weeks ago. I have had it since then. No, I wasn't going to keep it honest. I just... Oh god, this is embarrassing. Honestly, I wasn't brave enough to talk to you. And I just kind of liked having something of yours around. Wow, that sounds really creepy when I say it like that. So here it is. Sorry it took so long to get it back to you. I wanted to return it at the party, but I chickened out. Do I want to come in? Yes, please. Sorry if I seem a little weird. I guess I'm a little bit shy. Yeah, water would be great. Thanks. I had a lot to drink at the party. Thanks. I know we only just met officially, but I feel like I already know you so well. Isn't that weird? So, yes, I may have been following you for a while now. I mean, nothing creepy, obviously, just like around town, in public places, and finding out which classes you were taking, and learning which restaurants you liked, and learning where you lived, meeting your friends and exes, getting the books I saw you reading, and, I could see how you might think that behavior is a bit, suspicious. Oh, yeah. Not like I have a shrine to you at home or anything. I need to make sure that closet door is locked when you come over. What? I didn't say anything. Anyway, I guess what I'm saying is that I've been doing these things because I haven't been able to work up the courage to talk to you. I was just afraid of you rejecting me or not talking to me or just laughing at me. People do that sometimes. Laugh at me, I mean. Not anyone you'd want to know, but still. No, I'm not one of those creepers who makes up a whole relationship with someone and then gets all mad when it doesn't work out. I guess I'm a different kind of creeper. I'm the kind who likes you a lot and follows you around too much. You're smart and attractive and funny, and you make this cute little expression when you focus on something. I know you never want to go out with a girl like me, though, but I still had to try, you know? Besides, I really do want to get to know you. For real. Yeah, I want to be your friend, I guess. The crush is nice, but I mean, it's a little crazy to think that you just look at me and suddenly want me when you basically just met me. And I kind of feel ridiculous in this outfit. Thanks, but you don't have to say that. You really think I look good as a sexy witch? That really makes me feel a lot better about this whole evening. I removed a lot of material from it, especially in the top to make it a bit more revealing. I was a little worried that it was going to fall off at the party. So, yeah, I would love to just hang out and get to know you first. You know? I mean, I don't have a lot of friends, so this is really not. Oh, fuck. Oh no, oh no. I can't believe my top just fell apart. No, I'm not wearing a bra. Oh, you saw everything before I could cover myself. This is so fucking embarrassing. Fuck, I can't pull my top back on without giving you another show. Turn around. Oh my god, you're not even listening, are you? You're just staring at my. Wait. Do you think my tits are out? No, it's fine. Just tell me. Really? Well, then, feel free to lick as much as you want. Yeah, I'm not gonna cover myself anymore. I love the way you're looking at me right now. I kind of assume you'd have women over here all the time getting naked for you. I couldn't believe that no one went home with you tonight. I guess you did go home with someone, even if you didn't know she was there. So, do you want to touch them? Well, I mean, you're looking at them pretty intently, which is fine, but you know, you could do so much more if you wanted. That feels so nice. Just play with them. Yeah. It's fine if you pinch my nipples a little. Would you kiss me? Please? Just a little bit. Having your hands on me while you're making out with me, it's almost too much. Yeah, we can go upstairs to your room if you really want to. I mean, I'd be more comfortable there. No, I trust you completely. One thing about being your stalker is I've gotten to see how you treat people when other people aren't around. You're always so gentle and kind. Is that weird? Okay, I can accept that it's both weird and nice. Oh Oh my god, I'm really here. I imagined this so many times, but now I'm actually seeing the inside of your bedroom. Sorry, I'm just fangirling? Stalker girling? I mean, I knew that I would be wrong, but I did kind of have all these elaborate ideas of what your room would look like, what your bed would look like, what your sheets would feel like as you push my head down into them. Oh, sorry, I got a little carried away. Sometimes I do that. Anyway, so do you want me to blow you? Or you've been staring at my tits for a while now, and I see you've got some lotion right over there. Maybe you want to fuck my tits for a little bit? You can come on me if you want to. How about it? Do you want to see your cum all over my tits and face and neck? Yay! Go make yourself comfortable. Oh, here, I could apply the lotion, but I think you might have more fun rubbing it all over my chest. Make sure you get enough lotion. You have a lot to cover. No, you're fine. It's just a little cold. Yeah. Rub it all over my tits. Especially in between them. We don't want any friction getting in the way of your enjoyment. Fuck. You're really spending a lot of time on my nipples, aren't you? Oh, God, you are so good with your hands. Not too harsh, not too gentle. It's different for some girls, but I am unbelievably sensitive on my chest. Sometimes I almost get off just by playing with them. Yeah, that's it. Just lay back. Let your slutty little stalker do all the work. Your cock feels so fucking hot between my tits. Am I doing it right? Yes, it's my first time. I've never done this for anyone. Do you need me to go faster? Okay. Do you like feeling my big, soft tits around your hard cock, baby? This is really getting me wet. Ooh, a little came out of your cock. Yeah, that's it, baby. I can see you tensing up. You're close, aren't you? Don't hold back, hon. Just let yourself go. That's right. Come on me, baby. Please. Cover me. Oh, wow. You came a lot. You must have really needed that. That's normal for you? Wow. That is so fucking hot. I love cum. No, really. I get all turned on when a guy in porn just coats a girl's face and tits and... so nice. Plus, yours smells really good. It tastes good. I mean, it's not like the best thing ever, except that it's yours, and it's still hot, and that makes it the best Halloween treat. Oh, yeah, tissues would be a great help to clean up the rest. Thanks. Yes, I know you might need a bit of rest, but I bet I can get you back up and running. Why? So you can fuck me, silly. Don't you want to fuck me? You've come all over me. I'm so fucking wet, baby. I'll do anything to have that cock of yours inside of me. Alright then, if you're interested, then I'll try to get this beast back to full strength. Cleaning your cock with my tongue has the added bonus of getting to taste more of your delicious cum. God, it is such a fucking wonderful cock. Well, yeah, I'm biased. I really like you. But you know that. What you don't seem to know is that Your cock is the best cock. It is. I mean, I've seen a lot of cocks. In porn, I mean. And I gotta admit, I enjoy looking at them. But I've never felt anything like this from just seeing one, much less feeling it pulse and come all over me, or taking it in my mouth. So when I say this is the best, hottest, and tastiest cock, I mean it. I don't want any other cock inside of me now. Just this one. It's gonna be difficult to get excited by porn again. God, I love having you in my mouth. You're getting hard again. I bet you'll get even harder if I get you into my throat. Almost. I did it. Did it feel good having all of you inside of my mouth? You're nice and clean now.
Alright. You look ready to go again, Tiger. What do you think? Do you want me on top, or... Hey, you're looking at me really strangely. I don't... Whoa! You're really eager. Yes, of course, it's okay to force me down onto my knees and elbows. I'm assuming you want my head down and my slutty little ass laying in front of you like this? Go ahead and take off my panties. The costume skirt won't stop you. Can you see how wet you make me? Sometimes I'm just watching you and I just ache for you to fuck me hard. Is that what you want? Do you want to fuck me hard? Oh my god, you're so fucking... Oh, you feel me perfectly, baby. Thanks for giving me a sec to get used to you. I was a virgin. Oh god, every stroke feels so fucking good. Every time you leave, I just want you back inside. Fuck, this is amazing. Yes, force my head down. Force yourself inside of me. Oh god, this is what I fantasized about. I've always wanted you to take me. Oh fuck, harder, baby. I can take it. Fuck me, baby. Punish me for being such a dirty little stalker slut. Yeah. Fuck. Yes, baby. No, don't pull out. Bury your cock deep inside me. And fill me with that wonderful, delicious cum. Yes. I'm coming. You were really passionate. Yeah, I'm fine. I need a minute. Only a crazy girl would consider that to be too rough. I mean, sure, it hurt a little, but I came so fucking hard. You're amazing. No, I mean it. Before, I was obsessed. Now, I'm more satisfied than I've ever been. I really feel something for you. But I get that you don't feel the same thing. I know this is kind of just a sex thing for you, and that's okay. I wasn't trying to trap you or anything, and I wanted all of this. but I don't want you to think it just has to be a one time. If you ever feel pent up or frustrated or just want someone to take your stress out on, you can always just call me. I'm serious. You don't have to get me off or anything. Just use me like you did tonight or any other way. Oh, no, I understand why you wouldn't want to be my friend with benefits. That's okay. I mean, what? Okay, I actually heard you just fine that time, but I want you to say it again. Do you really mean it? You want me to be your girlfriend? For real? Yes, I would love to be your for real girlfriend. Are you sure? This is all so sudden. For you, I mean. Well, yes, I do feel like I know you very well, although obviously it's just what I could derive from extensive psychological analysis of your daily interactions and activities, but... All right, fine, I can take a hint. Yeah, let's try dating for a while. That sounds wonderful. I mean, I know that it's not super serious. It's not like we're getting married or anything. That's in 6 months or so. Oh, I didn't say anything. Yeah. For now, let's just enjoy cuddling. Happy Halloween to you too.